Is Dr. Schumacher dictating us initial history and physical for a new patient on a patient named Juanita Thompson? First name is WANETA. Thompson is THOMPSON. Place is Covenant Glen in Franklin. State was date was June 1st, 2022. The paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Thompson is a 88-year-old female who has been residing at Covenant Glen. She was seen for initial evaluation. The pair of chief complaint, she has increased edema, history of heart failure, and a history of recent diverticulitis. The pair of history, Mrs. Thompson has been in the hospital recently with diverticulitis, period. She had some abdominal pain. Was she with antibiotics, and that has improved, period. She is concerned about increasing edema and says she's having difficulty making urine, period. Lasix helps her, period. She gave a vague history and wonders if she's retaining urine, but it's not entirely clear whether she's referring to just the edema and the need for a diuretic or whether she's retaining, period. She does say that she sometimes has pain and distension when she tries to void and is unable to, period. Her hospitalization for the diverticulitis was 2 to 3 weeks ago, period. She's known to have diverticulosis also, period. She's known to have congestive heart failure with increasing edema, period. Edema began worsening after 3 years, and she gets short of breath easily, period. She cannot walk much more than about 30 feet without being short of breath, period. She needs oxygen 24 hours a day, period. She is too weak to get into the dining room, period. Reports that she once had open heart surgery. She believed to be a mitral repair in Orlando, period. I'm not clear on the exact nature of it or whether it's a porcine graft or other graft, but she's on Eliquis at the present time, period. She's known to have atrial fibrillation as well, period. She denies any dizziness or palpitations, period. Her main symptom is weakness and easy fatigability and frequent dyspnea, period. She's been living here at Covenant Glen since September of 2021, period. She also has COPD, period. She denies excessive cough, but she gets short of breath, period. She has a fair amount of insight into her medical problems, period. She's independent for things such as ambulation, bathing, eating. And transferring, period. He has hypothyroidism, but no specific thyroid symptoms other than edema, period. She is known to have some type of atherosclerotic disease, but she denies having had a myocardial infarction or coronary problems, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. No fever, chills, or major weight change, period. Eye, she has decreased vision and dry eyes. ENT, she has decreased hearing. No sore throat or hoarseness or earache. Respiratory, she gets dyspnea easily. No cough or sputum. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations. GI, she gets nausea frequently, period. There's a history of diarrhea, but that's not bothering her now, period. Zofran does help her nausea. mechanical respiratory. Oh, sorry. Do you notice urea? But she has a fullness in her abdomen and wonders if she's retaining. Musculoskeletal. She has arthralgias diffusely. TNS, denies headaches, fainting, or seizures. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding, but she has an eloquist. Endocrinophilia, polydipsia. Skin, no major rash or itch. Nephrogas past history. Hypothyroidism, chronic atrial fibrillation, COPD, vitamin B12 deficiency, peripheral arterial disease, moderate to severe depression, atherosclerotic heart disease, sinusitis, prediabetes, hypertensive heart disease, dyslipidemia. She has part of her colon resected. Nephrogas family history. Father had diabetes mellitus. Her mother died, had cardiovascular disease. Her sister had breast cancer. Her paternal grandfather had diabetes mellitus. Nephrogas social history. She lives in assisted living. No current smoking or ethanol abuse. Nephrogas medications. Fluticasone spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Formoterol by nebulizer, 2x a day. Furosemide, 40 milligrams in the morning and 20 milligrams around noon. Levothyroxine, 50 micrograms daily. Loratadine, 10 milligrams daily. Losartan, 25 milligrams daily. Metalazone, 5 milligrams daily. Mirtazapine, 50 milligrams nightly. Multivitamins, 1 pill daily. Nitrofurantoin, 1 capsule 2x a day for 7 days, and this should be almost complete. Neuralax, 17 grams daily and 8 ounces of water daily. Potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents daily. Pramipexol, 1.5 milligrams 3 times a day. Preservision eye drops, 1 tablet 2x a day. Sodium chloride, 1 gram 3 times a day. Sodalol, 120 milligrams 2x a day. Vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily. Cysteine, 1 drop in each eye 2x a day. Xanax, 0.5 milligrams 2x a day as needed. Naltrexone, suppository, 10 milligrams daily as needed. Nicyclamine, 10 milligrams 2x a day as needed. Hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams 2x a day as needed. Lorazepam, 1 milligram 3 times a day as needed. Mucinex, 600 milligrams at bedtime. Nasal decongestant, 2 sprays in each nostril 2x a day. Ondansetron, 8 milligrams every 8 hours needed. Enalapril, 8.6-50, 1 pill daily at bedtime. Tramadol, 50 milligrams every 12 hours. Examination. She is not acutely distressed, but she is appearing and debilitated. Has limitations in her ambulation. Blood pressure was 10 over 70, pulse 83, respiratory rate 17, temperature 97.7. What do you say? Temperature 97, O2's at 90%. Head and neck, pupils are going to react to the light. Eyes in contact, I have a normal, extraocular movements normal, oral mucosa normal, ears normal, inspection. Hearing is diminished. Neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs, a few crackles in the left base, no wheezes, no excessive muscle use for breathing. Percussion is within normal limits. Cardiovascular. Normal soreness 2. She has a faint systolic murmur 2 out of 6. She has edema 2+ in her legs. Abdomen soft non-tenon organomegaly. CNS cranial nerves normal. Sensation is mostly intact. She has movement of all limbs. A foot exam. Presents with normal sensation motor function there. No lesions or gangrene. New paragraph. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is a bit diminished. She has thickening of the knees and evidence of arthritis. anger if it's adequate, period. No acute joint inflammation or effusion. Skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. In paragraph, mental status. She's oriented to times three, period. She knew the date, day, year, month, and season, period. She knew the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. Affect is normal. In paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Thompson has evidence of chronic atrial fibrillation and chronic edema, period. Alkaline Lasix, 40 milligrams in the morning, 20 in the evening, and methadone, 5 milligrams daily, period. We'll check a comprehensive metabolic panel, period. We'll check a CBC, period. Two, she has hypothyroidism, alkaline 11 thyroxine, 50 micrograms daily, period. Three, she has history of hypertension, alkaline losartan, 25 milligrams daily. Period. Four, she has atrial fibrillation and heart rate stable. I will continue Sordal 120 milligrams daily plus Eliquis. I'll just say, so about 120 milligrams daily. She has COPD. I'll continue the formoterol nebulizer twice a day. Period. She has prediabetes, period. We'll monitor, we'll get a hemoglobin A1C to assess, period. She's had recent diverticulitis, but didn't seem symptomatic of this now, period. She has a history of depression and anxiety, period. I'll continue Xanax 0.5 milligrams BID PRN, period. She has nausea and I'll continue Zofran PRN, period. She has Tylenol or Tramadol for pain, period. I will get an assessment of a renal function, period. There is a history of hyponatremia. I see that she's on sodium chloride 1 gram 3 times a day with meals, and we'll follow up on her electrolytes, period. She's on Senna and Miralax for constipation, period. I will follow her at Cobb and Glenn. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.